Well, they weren't really whooping it up more than just being loud. You know, some guys play cards. Some guys do their study manuals because of the rule changes in the rule book. I do that so I can, you know, I like getting about maybe 4 or 5 hours of sleep. But Friday, Saturday, and Sunday was nonstop. And, you know, I mean, sure, I do get breaks. Yes, I do get chances to take breaks. And we do have enough personnel down there that you can almost, if you get back to your hotel room, get at least a 6 to 8 hour time period in. but when the race comes around, Saturday afternoon to Sunday afternoon, nonstop, 2 to 2, yeah, we do get breaks. You know, it's not just, you know, bathroom breaks or anything like that, or cigarette breaks, but it's just an actual, they give you an hour or two off and just to relax your mind because you're watching monitors, charts, and, you know, you're not only, you have everything's electronic now, you know, timing and scoring is all electronic, but you still have to have backups in case the timing and scoring goes down. So if the electronics goes down, you actually got to keep a logbook, and so it's just crazy. And but 30 out of 33 years I did it, and this is definitely going to be my last year. I already told them. I said, the only reason why I'm back is because we're doing Road America, and I want to do an endurance race at Road America. So, and that's in July, I think, or August. I can't remember off the schedule. But that's the only part of the reason why I went back, is Road America is just a fantastic natural terrain race course. It's about 4 miles long. It's over in Wisconsin.